Hey, this is Matt Gaeter, color commentator for UNC Bears football and former UNC offensive lineman. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
After 11 o'clock, the UNC Bears have their home opener coming up this weekend against Incarnate Word. We'll see if the Bears can get a win, Ed Lamb's first win as the head coach of the UNC Bears. A fun event going on tonight to help promote the University of Northern Colorado at one of my favorite spots in Northern Colorado, and that's Shields. Joining me now, great friend of the show and the station's Janae Burrich, marketing leader for Shields. Janae, thank you so much for giving us some time. I'm really excited about this event going on tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me. We are really looking forward to it as well.
You guys are doing such a great job in promoting the local teams in the area. I know you work with the preps teams and you work with the local colleges. I know you got an event going on with CU and CSU and, of course, tonight with UNC. So I love it. I love everything that you guys are about. And this is just another feature that I think adds to that resume.
Yeah, thank you. We love getting involved in the community. I think that's one of the things that I love about Shields and being a part of this team is we get to partner with lots of the local schools and team sports and then the colleges, and football season is here and we're excited for it.
Oh boy, I know. We had the 0 week, the week one. There's so much going on, so much to chat about, so many big games coming up, and this is a big one for the UNC Bears as they're opening up their home slate this Saturday against Incarnate Word, so that should be an interesting battle there. But tonight, 5 to 7, you guys have something really cool going on to help promote the University of Northern Colorado.
Yeah, so as part of our partnership with the Bears, we get the opportunity to get 100 tickets to give away to the first home game. So we're doing kind of a fun UNC Bears Pride Night at Shields from 5 to 7 tonight. So we'll have Claus here, some of the cheer team members, and then the first 100 people to show up will get a free ticket to the game. We're also offering discounts on UNC fan gear as well to help people gear up.
Well, and you guys are offering the free Ferris wheel rides too. I mean, love that. That's an amazing. I love that feature inside Shields too. It's amazing.
Yep. No, so people can come get some gear, ride the Ferris wheel, take some photos with Claus and cheer, and just hang out at Shields with us for a couple hours tonight.
I love this too. Again, just these ideas that you guys are coming up with as far as promoting these schools. I know last time we had you in here, Janae, it's near and dear to you being able to promote the prep scene and the college scene.
Yeah, I haven't been an athlete all my life, you know, through high school and then, you know, college basketball. I love it. I think it added so much to my foundation, and that's a big thing now working with Shields is we're very passionate about supporting youth sports and, you know, kids and families, coaches, everyone involved in making sure that they have everything that they need and the funds to be able to do so.
An opportunity tonight. First 100 customers will receive a free ticket to the first UNC home football game coming up on Saturday, September 9th. You're giving out items to fans. And then, of course, that free Ferris wheel ride. Janae, it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be a blast out there to help promote this team.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it and hope we have a good turnout tonight.
All right. Is there anything else that we need to get out there before we let you go?
No, that's about it. We just look forward. It'll be probably by our west entrance is right now where we're planning on having them set up. So people can just swing on over, getting completely free. Just got some free giveaways, free rides, and some free fun.
That west entrance. I gotta hammer that home because, you know, I did get lost out there before. So I got to let people know that it's such a big place. There's so much going on. It's easy to just get lost in there, which is a good thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't be the first one.
Janae, thank you so much for this event tonight. Looking forward to it. And, of course, our partnership with you. We absolutely love Shields.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time, and we hope to see you tonight.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you again for all you do, and looking forward to it.
All right, thanks. You too. Have a good one.
Janae Burrich, the marketing coordinator for Shields, 5 to 7 o'clock. They're going to be on that west side of Shields there, first floor. It's free to get in. So you just come in. I mean, obviously, free to walk in Shields anyway, but to go up and be a part of the event. They got cheerleaders going to be out there. Claus is going to be out there. And an opportunity to win tickets. First 100 customers will receive a free ticket to the first UNC home game coming up on Saturday as the Bears take on Incarnate Word. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is available at the wholeshow.com. That's the wholeshow.com. And it's kind of stemming from the conversation yesterday. Is Coach Prime good for college football? Now, I already had somebody text who I know is a Buffs fan. Said, I can tell you this, there's nothing bad about what he's doing. Listen, bad is an interesting term to use with this. Is he doing anything illegal, anything like that, anything shady? No. None of that stuff's going on. But the question, listen, do I think he's going to motivate guys to play? Yeah. I watched the video after the game, the post game, and he's talking to his team, and he said, "We're not coming," and the whole group said, "We're here." I got goosebumps. I love it. I think he's going to recruit great players to this area, to Boulder in particular. That's all good. He's entertaining as hell. He's fun to watch. And I've always been a fan of characters in sports, because that's why if everybody just got up, handed the football to the referee and was boring and they were all robots, then it would be just that. It would be boring. I loved Coach Prime when he played. He had style. Some didn't like it, but I always loved it. That style that he carried with him, that swag. And he's doing the same thing in college football. We've just never seen anything like it. So ultimately, my answer is yes, he's good for college football. There are some things that I think eventually will need to get ironed out. We're going to have Ed Werder on the program in about 5 minutes. I don't like that. I'm all for, hey, we know nobody believed in us, and we keep... But the keeping the receipts thing, like, I just don't like this, the specific nature of anybody that picked us to lose on a weekly basis, or this game, that game, whatever. I'm going to call you out in front of all of your peers on national television, because that was nationally televised, and embarrass you, and then not answer your question. He did not answer Ed's question. I'm curious what the question was. We'll find out. I wonder if Ed remembers what it is. Here, Angel, let's play that clip back. Just so you know, we're going to talk. You've probably seen it. It's all over the place now. But at the end of the game, primetime setting up for his post-game press conference, Ed Werder, who is he's going on his 26th year with ESPN, covering the NFL. Very well-respected guy. Ed Werder goes in to ask a question. Here's primetime's response.
What's up, boss? You believe that? You hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, no. Do you believe in that? Huh? Oh, no, no, no. I read through that bull junk you wrote. I read through that. I sifted through all that. Yeah. Oh, no. Come on. Do you believe? You don't believe. You just answered it. You don't believe. Next question.
Well, we'll find out what that question was going to be. Because Mr. Werder did not get that question off. So he's coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.